As mayor, Lionheart had a single goal to ensure all mammals were given a chance to live their dreams, which led to the popular phrase in Zootopia, anyone can be anything. To implement this goal, Lionheart enacted the Mammal Inclusion Initiative, an act which provided all animals with high-ranking opportunities to ensure equality among the predator and prey citizens. Of course, though, who implemented the grand majority of these pieces of legislation? Bellwether, and she despised creating positive programs for a predator who kept her under his paw. Even though Assistant Mayor Bellwether remained a sweet sheep with a little voice and a lot of wool, she despised her place under the foot of the praised Mayor Lionheart. Over time, Bellwether had developed a disdain towards predators like larger-than-life Lionheart and their treatment towards prey mammals. Especially now that she was able to witness Lionheart's rise through the popularity of inclusion while subsequently putting her down, she felt more than ever that prey needed to reign supreme, and predators should be shown for what they were: worthless, cruel, and bloodthirsty. She committed to taking the power from predators, and specifically, Lionheart himself. To Bellwether, majority ruled, and in Zootopia, it was true that the prey population drastically outnumbered the predators 10 to 1. Prey would soon see what predators were to her, and they could finally be unified in their hate to allow them to revise the city's social structure. She would attack and manipulate the fear of those who had a mistrust of predators to enact her rule. With her ascent within her grasp, prey would finally rule over one of the largest mammalian cities in the world.